The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, welcome to Live Local Radio. We are broadcasting on 97.1 FM today, and the show will stream live on NorthIdahoRadio.com as a podcast and can be accessed as early as this afternoon. I'm your host, David Keyes, looking forward to having a great hour of local discussion, some great people stopping by, talking about everything from senior living facilities to Rotary to we're going to talk a little football here with Tag in a second. And talking about all sorts of other things, too. We've got three guests today, so looking forward to it. And we'll get this show on the road in a minute. I hear, Tag, that there's another football game tonight. And how about that last week? They went on the road and won in overtime. That was quite an epic way to start a season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great game. Great way to start the season. Good for the team. I like it.
Absolutely. Like we were talking earlier, it's good for team building. Mm-hmm. It's a heck of a long bus ride home, though, if you don't win, but they won. And so now they've turned around again and head to southern Idaho to Teton. And if you don't know where Teton is, it's south of here. There you go.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good
well,
description.
You know.
I like it.
Yeah. And two of your favorite radio stations will be broadcasting it live, Rock 103.3 and then News Talk 97.1, like right here where we are right now. The Yokes pregame is at 3:50, and then kickoff will be at 4 o'clock again at Driggs, Idaho. That's where Teton happens to be, by the way, Tag. And what's the line on the game?
That's a good question. I don't know if we've played them before yet, but I'd like to say we are the favorites. I like to say that every time, but
yeah.
I say it's a very close match. I think they're a little lesser in caliber, but it should be another good game.
Yeah, I think we're loaded. It looked like they had just a funny first half of the game last week, and then all of a sudden the defense kind of dug in, right?
Yeah.
And then boom, it was a fun overtime victory too. That doesn't happen very often, and again, what a way to start a season. That's just great. So anyway, stay tuned. It'll be on again 3:50 p.m. This is tomorrow. We're talking Friday. Yokes pregame, then kickoff at 4 o'clock at Driggs. And again, Rock 103.3 and right here on 97.1. So there you go. It's funny, Tag. You can tell that school's about ready to start and fall's about ready to kick in. The bigger trees around us now are starting to turn color already. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, where in the heck did the July and August really go? And I officially don't really know. But we're kicking off now with all sorts of cool stuff. We're going to have lots of local sports going on. In fact, I'll be lucky enough to have a whistle around my neck tonight when Bonner's Ferry boys varsity and Sandpoint boys varsity and JVs play at Memorial Field. So that'll be fun. That's my first effort this year, and I'm kind of slowing that down with all the Rotary stuff I've been doing, so it'll be a fun one. And I'm smart enough not to be in the center. I'll be an assistant referee tonight because that's safer for all concerned. But it'll be really good. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we have again some great guests today. We have Ashley Holden from the Bridge at Sandpoint. She's the new executive director there. We have Julia Kern, who is famous for the Rusty Trunk here in Ponderé and also up in Bonner's Ferry. And then last but not least, we have Mel Dick, who's a restaurateur, Rotarian, and so much more, talking about a bike ride that takes cyclists from here to Canada, Colville, and all points in between. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Ashley Holden.
It's time to hit the open road, so make your first round trip to Specialty Auto Glass to get your windshield in tip-top shape. Heat, air conditioning, road vibration, or even closing your car door can cause the smallest rock chip to suddenly spread across the entire windshield. Specialty Auto Glass technicians are certified and abide by the AGSC standard and can recalibrate your car's safety features. Stay safe this summer with a visit to Specialty Auto Glass off Highway 95 in Ponderé.
Hey, Musco, this is not a rebuild.
Hey, we do not plan on slowing down. This is not a rebuild.
First-year head coach Thomas Ford and the Vandals are ready to raise the standard.
Extremely excited, and I am going to take this thing, and we're going to take it to that next level.
Join us Saturday, August 30th. The Vandals visit the Washington State Cougars. Our coverage begins at 6 on your home for Idaho football.
on News Talk 97.1 FM and NorthIdahoRadio.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mirajoyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at Walmart.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio. This is David Keyes broadcasting on 97.1 FM. And I'm sitting across the desk from Ashley Holden. I've known Ashley for a couple of years now, it seems like. You're way too young for that, but I've known you for at least 5 years.
Yeah, at least
maybe
5 years.
Maybe longer. We both had some friends in common, and we always kind of enjoyed hanging out and watching your girls grow, and of course your great husband, he's awesome too. So, well, first of all, welcome and congratulations on your new gig.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited.
Tell us about it. What's going on in your life?
So I've been at the pain clinic working for Dr. Isbereski for the last 5 years, and he's awesome. That was an awesome job. I learned a ton. And you know, everyone hits kind of like a ceiling where they need to take it to the next level. And I prayed for God to open up a door, and I got a call that said, hey, you know, I'm exiting and you would be the best person to come in here. And so I interviewed with some folks in Tennessee and they loved me. And so now I'm the new executive director for the Bridge at Sandpoint, which is an assisted living facility. And it's awesome.
Which one is that? I don't know.
So it's towards the end of Division, okay. Right behind Farm and Stidwell, in front of
Driving north on Division. It's the last one you'd see before you take the...
Yes, sir. It has the big pillars, and it's a really pretty building.
That's a busy facility. How many residents do you have?
We're actually at 100% occupancy now, which is awesome. And we have around 48 residents right now.
Right. Yep. And all different levels of care, I assume.
All different levels of care.
Yeah.
And we assist them with daily living activities. So yeah. I like to think it's an apartment complex for seniors that are active, and we are just there to support them with extra things that they need.
Right. Well, what a learning experience for you. So your attitude and your background got you the job, and now you're putting your DNA, your thumbprint on it.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, though, I actually worked there 5 years ago. So
before
the pain clinic. Oh. So I was the care coordinator. So it's really special because it came full circle. The lady that was there before me, Terry, who did an awesome job, I helped to hire her.
Oh.
And then now she called me to replace her. So it's really full circle.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah,
by
yeah.
the way. Many of the same staff there too?
Oh yeah. So two of the directors, Jeff has been there for over 8 years and Carly's been there for over 5 years. I worked with them back when I was there. Newer staff, but that place is ran so well. Terry did an amazing job, and I hardly even have to be there. They do an amazing job. So.
Well, that's really good. That's a good team that way, too. So how – well, first of all, I know my mom isn't listening because she doesn't do the podcast stuff, and she doesn't live here right now.
Yeah.
But if she ever wanted to move this direction and look at becoming a resident there, how does one go through the process of getting, you know, on your list, and how does that work?
Oh, yeah. So I always encourage people to come tour because seeing is believing, right? And I think for our seasoned, I don't like to say older, but our seasoned folks who are looking towards that journey, they like to think this place is not for me. You know, I'm not old enough yet, but really assisted living is an active community for seniors. And so come tour the place. That's right. Step one. Come tour, come see the environment, come meet our residents, come see the activities. And that would be the first step. Just come see it.
Right.
Come get a feel for it.
No pressure. Just come take a look.
No pressure.
Have a meal, whatever.
Come meet our team. Yeah, we have a full dining staff. So I have a dining services director. He has a fully staffed kitchen. They do breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. And not to mention our activities director also has snacks all the time.
I hear snacks then. That's good.
Oh, yeah. They love snacks.
That's really good. What sets your facility apart from others? I mean, people do compare and contrast, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What's the difference with your facility versus somebody else?
It's the heart. The heart of our team is service above self. What makes the difference is that they're so compassionate because they're putting themselves in the place of our residents and their families. So what that looks like is they are not afraid to go the extra mile to make their day. And Terry ran that place so well. And so my job now is to elevate that hospitality, you know, because truly, and if it were my mom and I'm paying a lot of money for this place, I want to have that home feel with excellent service and compassion all combined together until my very last breath. And so that's what our job is. Until the very end, how can we make it the best experience, not just for the residents, but for their families?
Sure. You know? Well, that makes a lot of sense that way. And that makes a person feel good, too. That it's like an extended family that way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And you know, families want their parents to be safe. And I always say there's two sides of the coin. Of course, the resident wants to feel at home. They want to be well taken care of. But it's also super hard on the families if they're not comfortable feeling like their parents are safe or their grandma or their grandpa's not safe or they're not happy. And so if you can trust a team that is going to take care of them the way you would take care of them or your family would, they need to have that peace of mind. And I think we offer that too.
I think you do too. It sounds like it for sure.
Oh yeah.
That's really good.
The Google reviews speak for themselves. So
tell me about that.
Oh yeah. There's just plenty of testimonials of, you know, how caring our team was and how we've gone out of the way, you know, just to make sure that their mom or dad was safe or, you know, attended to. And it's, you have to have the heart for it, you know, and so that speaks for itself alone.
And then finding the right staff, I imagine, too. How many people work there? Do you know off the top of your head?
Roughly 30, 40 people.
Okay. And you're talking about everything from CNAs to registered nurses.
We have registered nurses. I have 5 directors for each department: dining, lifestyles, business office, maintenance, and care. 2 registered nurses on staff. We have CNAs. We have a full team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Concierge for the front desk. We have housekeeping. Yeah, it's fully staffed.
Now, I knew a little bit about your facility during COVID, and you had limited hours and stuff like that. Is that all, has that gone away pretty much
now? Oh, yeah, it's gone away. The only thing that has remained is just the check-in system in the beginning, because we want to know who's coming in and out of our building.
Sure.
And so there's just like a kiosk in the front, and it's not super complicated. It's just check-in. Who are you here for? Resident, family member, team member, or are you a volunteer? And you get a nice little name badge that it prints out for you, and that's really it. Other than that, it will take your temperature. You just kind of center your face, and but if you're sick, you're not going to come into this place, hopefully. So
right, yeah. exactly. What's been your biggest challenge so far? It sounds like you had a pretty good tight ship going into it now.
Yeah.
And so looking to this next year, your first full year, where do we see Ashley? What is she going to do?
Something that I'm really going to hone into is people. You know, it's ran really well, but I need people that have winning, hospitable mindsets that are able to challenge themselves and go above what they've been doing to make it that much better, you know? So shifting mindsets is hard when people have been doing the same thing routinely. But if people have a growth mindset value and it aligns with where I'm going, and not just me, but the entire support center for this company, then we're going to go above and beyond. But people have to be able to shift their mindset to get out of that normal to be able to take it to the next level. So I'm ready to take it to the next level. Yeah.
So is that through coaching? Is that through a positive reinforcement?
Yeah.
Catching people doing the right thing?
Yeah. This company has so many incentives, and the company is called Century Park Associates.
Okay.
And it's a branch off of Life Care Centers of America, but it's super well ran with a ton of support. There's so many incentives. Like, you show up for an all staff meeting, you get $50. Like, you do that consistently, you win, you know. A lot of education, a lot of training and development. Something as simple as my kitchen team, they were cleaning the grout, you know, like, that's backbreaking, and they did the whole kitchen, and I'm like, you know what, I appreciate them, paid for them to go to lunch at Smokesmith. That kind of stuff keeps people,
sure,
you know, they feel valued, they feel seen, and then you have good retention. And with good retention, now you're at a place where you can start to train and develop, because you know you're going to keep them because they trust you as a leader, right? And people have to give you permission to lead them. And so once you're able to do that, then you can take it up.
Absolutely. So tell me more about the holding company that owns this. They must have other facilities around the country?
Oh, yeah. It's national. So I believe there are 46. I might be misquoting that. But they have a lot of communities across. And so it ranges from assisted living to independent living. And I think the biggest one, maybe in the company, is actually in Post Falls, Garden Plaza in Post Falls. It's a beautiful facility. And I actually went to Tennessee a couple of weeks ago for a week to go train at the support center with Kirk Gooden, who's the ED in Post Falls. He was just hired. And it's awesome. There's so many across the country. And I actually get to connect with all of the executive directors. And then we have regional directors all the time. So they're super supportive. We're always in the know, always talking.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had a taste of the facility before when you were there 5 years ago.
Yep.
And so then you went away, and then all of a sudden this opportunity arose. And then did you have to debate this at all? I mean, was it something you knew you wanted to do right away when you first saw it listed, or did somebody tell you about it, or how did you come about this job?
It was God. It was literally God. You know, he opened the door, and I had no second thoughts at all. Of course, I talked to my husband, Fonzie.
Right.
We prayed about it, and he's like, you know what? Go for it. I had peace about it, and I'm a believer when you have peace about something, you go for it. You know if it's a God thing or not.
Right.
And yeah, Terry called me, and she said, I'm changing up my life, and I'm going in a new direction. This is a perfect gift-wrapped present for you. Gift-wrapped present for you, and it was definitely God.
Good.
Yep, all the way around.
Well, good. Well, and this company again, so this is a bigger company. So you have all the backup you need, right?
Yep.
As far as maybe benefits for employees to a bigger company benefits versus small.
They have awesome benefits. So we have health, medical, are the same thing, dental, vision, disability. There's a ton of education and training. They have Life Care University that they call it. And then they have Healthcare Academy with tons of education and training, and then they do those annually. So along with like our RNs inside do in services, actually yesterday we did a dementia training, and there's always training going on.
Right.
So yeah, right. There's a lot of training.
Have you learned a lot since you've jumped into this position?
Absolutely. Yeah. Financially running a place like this takes a lot of data and a lot of numbers, and they have it so well organized that part's honestly not as hard as you would think, but I'm learning a ton. And so you have a diverse group of people that come from all backgrounds, and so you learn from them.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's a great place.
And I think it's probably the soft skills that you have too, of people skills. I mean, that kind of transcends all of that, and that all fits in there too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for stopping by, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a ton of friends out there, a ton of fans. We know a lot of the same people that way. And I had the biggest smile when I saw that note come across that you'd gotten that job.
Oh, yeah.
One, that means you guys are staying here.
Yes.
And those lovely daughters of yours are going to be raised here, which is great for all
good
of us
girls.
That way.
Fonzie's still here. Yeah. We're here to stay, so we're happy to be in the community.
And we're so lucky to have you. We really are. So,
thank you.
Thanks for stopping by, and we'll check in some other time. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Mel Dick, who we were just talking about a second ago
Love
off
Mel.
The air. And we'll be talking about the Walk and I'd Ride and a few other rotary type things. So
awesome.
We'll talk to Mel after the break.
Sounds good.
For nearly 100 years, Adams Tractor has helped the Northwest knock out to-do list one tough job at a time. As your local Kubota dealer in Spokane and Lewiston, we're proud to back Washington State Athletics with the same grit we bring to every yard, field, and job site. From mowing to digging to plowing, Kubota delivers, and so do we. Visit AdamsTractor.com. Adams Tractor, nearly a century strong, powered by Kubota, fueled by Coug Pride.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body, consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region. We offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
It's the summer sales event with the Ford Groom.
Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. The Ford summer sales event.
Great time to buy.
Correct. What do we have amazing deals on this summer?
Ford trucks and SUVs.
Is Ford America's all-time best-selling auto brand?
Let me think. Yeah, it is.
3 for 3.
What do I win?
You get to work at the Ford summer sales event.
Amazing. I think I was going to do that anyway.
You betcha.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry-reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
The North 40 Labor Day Bag Sale is back. One day only at all North 40 Outfitter locations. Come in and fill the bag with your favorite products and take an extra 15% off the items inside. Plus, enjoy bonus deals like 15% off all ammo and get 30% off all Noble Outfitters and Smith & Rogue. Don't miss out on the great savings. It's Monday, September 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Some exclusions apply. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio. This is your host, David Keyes, and we are broadcasting live right now on 97.1 FM. And rumor has it that they will replay this broadcast on Saturday. Tag, there we go. So we can hear ourselves talk again to ourselves there, Mel. That'll be a lot of fun. I have a special guest today. I've got Mel Dick, and it's hard to put a description around Mel, but it goes something like this. Uber Rotarian, totally involved with the community, the main push of the Chafe bike ride, and also a thing called Walkinide. And we're going to talk about Walkinide here in a second. But show of hands if you're out there. Have you heard of Walkinide? See? Told you. Most people have heard about it. Yeah, I could tell. I could feel that. I really could. And it's coming right up on us, too. And it's an interesting an event. It's been going on for how many years, Mel?
Oh, I think it's close to 15 years now.
15 years. And welcome aboard, by the way. Good seeing you again.
Yeah,
you look good. For some reason, you have this extra effervescence going today.
Well, I feel good today. All right.
well, very, very good. So Walkinide didn't just happen. There was a group of how many Rotary clubs are part of this?
Well, Walkinide, when it originally started, had about 7 clubs in it. There's been a couple clubs added. And I might back up.
Sure.
In Rotary, as you know, since you're the district governor, we have a district that includes, 56 clubs, and it's predominantly Northern Idaho, Eastern Washington, southern British Columbia and just going to Montana?
Eastern British Columbia.
Yeah, yep. Eastern. Yeah.
All the way up to Banff. Almost.
So our clubs, several years ago, one of our Rotarians had the idea of let's come up with an economic kind of plan to have Rotary promote the International Selkirk Loop. And the ride is along the International Selkirk Loop, which is one of the most famous drives, quite frankly, in the world. And so these nine clubs organized it. It's in September every year, generally around the second week of September, week after Labor Day. And it's just it's a fun event. People come from all over the country. Very few local riders from the individual cities that the Rotary clubs come from. I think last year we had riders probably from close to 30 states and a couple rich,
countries too.
Couple countries, yeah.
Yeah.
So big ride, more for fun, not a huge fundraiser. The idea was to help businesses along the International Selkirk Loop.
Good, good, and it has been doing that too. So
yes,
yeah, good, and it seems like up and down, like all different events for sure. But when it was canceled through COVID, all the folks who couldn't cycle that year were offered to come back.
Come back.
And that next year was just epic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. We had close to 150 riders that year. Typically, you know, we're in the, I'd say, 50 to 100 range. And that's about where we're at this year. Maybe a little bit less than 50. But we'll see. I mean, there's still time for people. And once in a while, we've had people ride up. And
where do I sign?
Literally ride up. Some people rode one year from Priest River, rode in the morning before 8 o'clock. Signed up and rode.
Well, tell us about the legs. I mean, there's different, of course, legs on this ride, yeah, so it's not an easy pedal.
The ride, over the years, the ride is generally started and finished in Sandpoint. This year, the ride is going to start and finish in Colville, Washington. So day one starts out on September 7th with a reception dinner in Colville for all the riders. Day one then is from Colville to Rosslyn, British Columbia. And if you've ever been to Rosslyn, it's just a beautiful little community town, lots of neat little shops, a great brewery up there, ski town, as you know. So it's got a lot of similarities to Sandpoint, only quite a bit smaller.
Right.
From Rosslyn, it goes to Nelson. And in Nelson, the riders actually lay overnight there for 2 days. So they get a day off to enjoy everything going on around Nelson.
Good place for that.
It's a good place for that, along with, you know, Ainsworth Hot Springs. There's all kinds of different things, great food, great restaurants, great shops in Nelson. And on the next day, they go from Nelson to Creston, British Columbia, and they go on the world's longest free ferry ride across Kootenai Lake.
Right.
Which is really kind of a cool thing to do if you haven't done it. My wife and I just did it about 2 weeks ago when we drove the entire route to see what the route was going to be like this year. From Creston, they come down to Sandpoint. So they'll arrive in Sandpoint on September 12th, the Friday. They'll overnight in Sandpoint. We'll have a nice reception for them, meet and greet kind of thing at Matchwood Brewery. And then they're on their own. And then on Saturday morning, the 13th, they will take off and they will go to Colville, return to Colville, where there will be an after ride party at a local brewery there. Yeah. So breweries and biking kind of goes together.
I see that hand in hand for sure. So I imagine, and I know better, but I'm going to ask you this question anyway. I imagine that there's some support along the way on this this ride. I mean, is they're not on their own, right?
No, no. And the ride is known for its support. So there is a support crew that goes with the riders around the entire 395-mile loop. And as a rider, you get on your bike and you ride. You show up wherever you're staying or camping, and some people do camp, and your luggage is delivered to that hotel, motel, or campground. The next morning you get up, you get on your bike, and somebody picks your luggage up, and they take it to the next night destination.
Perfect.
So all you really, I mean, it's fun from that perspective. It's a fairly tough ride. It's not for the weak of heart. It's
you can't just get on a bike and say, well, I'm going to do it.
You know,
and
we've
enjoy
had
it.
We've had some people do that, and they've gotten through it. But you struggle some. I mean, the last day is 105 miles.
Right.
We got some detours and stuff that are in there, so increase the mileage a little bit. But, you know, if you're an intermediate rider, you can do it. It's 395 miles over riding 5 days. So you can make it. It can happen.
But again, a stunning beauty along the way.
I'll tell you, my wife and I drove the route 2 weeks ago, and I haven't ridden the ride for a number of years, but it reminded me of how beautiful the Pacific Northwest is,
right,
and how remote the Pacific North can
absolutely
be.
Parts in Canada there, you don't see anything for a long time.
And we've done our best we can to get you on backcountry roads. So if you're into backcountry roads, you're into scenery, you like a little climbing, you are going to love this ride. I don't think you can find a better ride in the country, quite frankly.
And it's all paved. I mean, it's all
paved.
And then supported with SAG people.
And you got SAG people supporting it. The luggage is hauled for you. You're going to have lunch or a meet and greet dinner type thing. You may have breakfast in some of the overnight stays. I mean, and then you got rest stops all along the route. And the neat thing about the ride is those rest stops and the lunch or dinner meet and greets are all done by the local Rotary Club where you happen to be staying.
Right.
You know,
right.
So Sandpoint, our club, is responsible for signage basically from Port Hill all the way over to Old Town, Priest River area. And then it gets handed off to the Old Town Priest River Rotary Club, and they hand it off to the Colville Club at the top of Flowery Pass. So it's a big coordination effort. And what's really fun about working on the ride is you meet Rotary's great. You get great friends. You learn a lot about your local community and all that type of thing. And we do great things. But you don't always get a chance to really interact with a lot of people in different clubs.
Right.
And
right.
this is a true international kind of deal. As you know, our district is Canada and the U.S.
Absolutely. And that is an international thing. And people, I don't think about that as much as some should right now, especially the geopolitical stuff going on for sure. But this is one example of two countries working together. And again, Rotary is above all that.
Yep.
We're gonna make it work. But we also have these clubs that never see each other. And all of a sudden, they're clasping hands together saying, okay, you're going to take the riders from here to here, make sure the signage is all up, make sure they're all taken care of. And they have. I mean, it's not a real huge fundraiser for a lot of clubs, but it is a fundraiser for them, too.
Yeah, it's a small fundraiser for all the clubs. And, you know, each club has their own kind of cause that they want to support with that. Some are scholarships. Some might be, you know, food bank type things, that type of thing. But, you know, back to the geopolitical.
Sure.
When we went across the border, both directions, I specifically asked the border patrol or control, has anything changed? And nothing has changed.
Right.
They're doing exactly what they used to do on both sides. And they said, people get excited and worried, et cetera. But in reality, nothing really has changed, according to the people we talked to.
And I would concur. I've been up there several times now since I've become district governor and visited, I think, 7 clubs up there now from here. So I'll go across usually at Port Hill, sometimes at Eastport, depending. And to a person, again, as long as you play it straight, I think anybody could have a bad day, I suppose. And unfortunately, what happens, those bad days turn out to be stories on radio or newspapers somewhere else. And so then people are afraid. But no, I talk to my Canadian friends, and they say, tell people, don't worry about the politics stuff. We want to see people, and Canada's on sale right now for 35% off with the exchange rate right now. We want to see them. On the other hand, they're not coming down here as much, for sure. And so one thing that I did in Rotary, we made sure that we moved 3 of our conferences to Canada from the U.S. my year as governor. And I thought that made sense to meet them halfway. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out well. Our registration's up for a thing at Rosslyn coming up. And we've got another one coming up after that, too. And so I think we're going to meet people halfway.
And it kind of gets to what Rotary is all about, right? We're all over the world, 1.4 million members. We're not a political organization. We're service above self. And that's what's good about it. And that's why this project is so much fun to actually work on.
Yeah. Well, Mel, thank you for all the work that you've done with it. And thanks for everything you've done for Rotary. And again, being a great friend and just a great supporter of all good things in Sandpoint. So I want to wish you happy trails. And thanks for stopping by today. You you hit it out of the park like you always do. You're always that great guest in the hip pocket. You really are. Let's talk about whatever, and we do. So, again, thank you for all of that. I truly appreciate that. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to the folks at the Rusty Trunk. You know what the Rusty Trunk
is? Yes, I do.
Well, there you go.
So thank you, David.
You're very welcome. We'll talk to you after the break.
Did you know Pro-X Home Decor Center in Bonners Ferry is a certified dealer in popular General Electric and Furno appliances? No need to ship online or fight the crowds in a big box store. Come have a cup of coffee with us and see what we have to offer in our quiet and spacious showroom. You can also shop other national brands like Maytag, Amana, Igloo, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Crosley, Conservator, and Italian-made Smeg appliances. All in stock and at competitive prices. Come see us today at Pro-X Home Decor Center.
Taking on the responsibility of parenting due to the absence of parents is some of the most important and honorable work anyone can do. This includes grandparents raising grandchildren, aunts and uncles raising nieces or nephews, and close family friends raising a child when the parents are unable to. This is referred to as kinship care. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare is celebrating and honoring children and families in kinship care while raising awareness about resources and support that are available. Special events and activities are happening in September, including an art and expression series designed for children and families in kinship care to share their experiences with others. For more information on resources, support, upcoming activities on September 13th, or how to enter the art and expression series, dial 211 or visit 211.idaho.gov. The production of this message was supported by the Federal Kinship Navigation Grant from the Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. Its contents are solely the responsibility of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare and do not necessarily represent the official views of the ACF.
Back to school just got better. Better Together Animal Alliance has all your back to school apparel and supplies, and at the lowest prices around. Look for our 50% off color tag sale. Stock up, save big, and support a great cause while you shop. Every purchase helps pets find their forever homes. Shop smart, shop with heart, only at Better Together Animal Alliance.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio 97.1 FM. And as we mentioned once or twice before, if you hang on to this station, tag around 3:50 p.m. on Friday, you'll hear the Yokes pregame for the Friday night football game at Driggs. Actually, it's Friday afternoon. It's 4 p.m. And the Bulldogs take on the Teton Timberwolves. And the Bulldogs come in undefeated after an overtime win last Friday. So they're riding high in a new season, trying to get these road games taken care of before the season starts. So anyway, if you're not doing anything, it's a fun thing to go back in time and listen to a radio broadcast of a great game like that, because it's a whole different part of your brain. So, well, I am lucky today to have two guests, and we're talking about, I think, Rusty Trunk stuff. Is that where we're headed first?
Absolutely.
You guys tell me about it. Well, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience, and then there's two of them. I'm outnumbered here. They're both wearing baseball caps, but they look fairly harmless, I think. So, well, Julia, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm Julia Kern, owner of the Rusty Trunk in Ponderay and in Bonner's Ferry. And I'm with my very good friend, Leilani Williams.
Yes.
Everybody's friend, Leilani.
Everybody's friends with Leilani.
True, true.
Yeah, she used to work with me with Gypsy Girl. And then for years. And then everybody always asks when they come to an estate sale, they always go, where's Leilani?
Yeah.
No, only Caleb. Where's Leilani?
Well, they all ask. But I'm super excited because we have a lot of stuff going on. We have a slash at sale going out on the Ponderay store because there's tons of patio stuff out there, and it's like it's got to be slashed before, you know, bad weather comes.
So do you, is that why you want to get rid of it? So
we get rid of it because we don't have that stuff out there. We start doing holiday, and where people have already started putting holiday stuff in, which I'm like, not yet. But they have, and it's okay because there's some of those people like my son, Caleb, that is holiday 24/7.
But I saw a note somewhere that you were actually – you have a back to school thing going on too.
We have back to school.
What would you possibly have for back to school?
I know.
The Rusty Trunk?
You wouldn't think it, but we have clothes, and a lot of these teenagers and younger people are into vintage clothing.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
they
we
are.
Have
it's a huge,
thing.
Yeah.
Huge market. So we have lots of vintage clothes. We have things for your lockers. We have things for your room, for your dorm room. Which it's just a cool place to shop.
And they have some really cool boots too. If you, boots galore.
And those are in, aren't they?
Yeah. All kinds of leather boots.
If it's in, it's there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And I'm out, and I have no style, none of that. Thank goodness I have a stylish daughter and a stylish wife. But
yeah. So you've got your own personal shoppers.
I do well for me.
My husband has that too. So does hers. Okay. Yeah. Wayne has got his own personal shopper.
He's got a personal shopper.
So I'm not alone in this.
No, you're not alone. No.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. No, but we have lots of fun things going on. And then I have a new adventure that I'm doing. And that is I've teamed up with a young couple that used to own Tamarack Auctions. And they came to me and say, hey, Gypsy Girls and Nike of estate sales, would you help us and come alongside us and let's do an auction house? So we have a new auction house. Oh. It's in Sagal, Idaho. It's on Chevy Street. And I think it's 248.
Yep. 248.
Yep. Chevy Street. I love the way I don't know the address. It's my own places.
but you know
my
where
car
it is.
Just drives there, you know, but, it's unit number 4 and just go to gotgypsy.com.
Okay. That's gotgypsy.com.
Yeah. It's just like got milk. It's got Gypsy.
Got Gypsy.
And you can click in. It's an online auction.
Oh, it's 100% online.
It's 100% online. Now, you can hire me as your auctioneer. I do live auctions.
Yeah, she does incredible live auctions.
Yeah, I don't see that with you at all. I don't know why.
No. I told somebody the other day, I got used to be told in school that I was Chatty Cathy, and I so bad want to see my third grade teacher and tell her, and I'm an auctioneer now.
That's right.
There you go.
May she rest in peace, but okay.
Moving on. Anyway, so we have this online auction, and we will be doing estate sales out of that building during the wintertime.
Oh, wow.
So we are having
two
in September, and if we can't do your estate sale at your place, we will put it in the auction house, and we will do an estate sale out of there. Now, we are a full-service company.
I think so. But that's live. That's in person then.
That is in person. Okay. The estate sale is in person if we have an estate sale. If it's an auction, it will not be live out of there, at least not at this point. It will be online. You just lean back in your easy chair.
So estate sales, does that mean somebody's passed away?
No.
Is that by definition?
Death, downsizing, and divorce. It's
downsizing.
3 D's.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, 3 D's.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just like, you know what? I don't need all this stuff. I'm going to downsize to a tiny house, and we're perfectly fine, and we're 36 years old.
So that can be an estate sale too then.
That is an estate sale.
That's different
than
a yard sale.
Okay. Really, yeah. Yard sales, tag sales, garage sales are smaller.
Okay.
Usually, you know, but even, you know, I tell people all the time, even after you hire me, even after you pay my fee, I make you more money than you would have on your own yard sale.
Oh, 110% more.
Yeah.
With all your connections too, right?
I mean, we have 1,000 people on our on our following list.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
And we have people that come.
She's still we
because I'm still part of the we group. that come every single sale, and they're there.
Come to get harassed.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. She does love to harass. That they come and they're there by like 7 o'clock in the morning, and we don't open the doors until 9.
Yeah.
And so they're waiting because they want to be the first 10 people in line.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, that's how we got to that's how we got to the Rusty Trunk.
Yeah.
Because we had all these people that would come and buy, and a lot of those first time people are vendors.
Sure.
The first ones there are vendors, and they're looking to buy for their booths. And then I was like, you know what? There's a lot of people that don't have a space, and because other places were filled, there was a wait list, and I was like, oh, opportunity knocking.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And she's incredible. I mean, the things that I learned by just doing the estate sales with her, the knowledge that she has on antiques and, you know, the vintage things is incredible. To just sit and watch her go, oh yeah, no, this is really worth something.
Right.
Or you might be able to get $10 for it. And so the vendors see her as an asset too,
sure.
Not just a place to go and sell their wares, but
right.
She really gives them an extra a bit of, you know, love and consideration when they come to her and say, sure. Hey, do you think this would sell?
An ally, really, in that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
So she's
had
not
to pay her to sell that.
I like
no,
that.
No, I'm just kidding.
On the podcast, you can clip that part and put it on your website. That'd be really
good. Oh, yeah,
really,
this is live radio.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All good. No. So are there still those treasures out there when people start sifting through stuff at the Rusty Trunk in different places? Are there still
those? Yeah.
Tell me the best story you have for finding something that was nothing.
Oh, that was nothing?
No, that
or?
Somebody thought it wasn't worth anything, and all of a sudden you put your
I
magic powers to
this.
It.
I don't know. I should have thought about
this
earlier.
You know, I remember we did a sale a few years ago, and it was out in Sagal, and it was this big, beautiful home. And in the closet was boxes and boxes of purses. And do you remember that sale?
Yep.
And I remember this one purse, and I thought, oh, nobody's going to spend any money on this.
Right.
And this one here goes, oh my God, do you know what that is? It's a seatbelt purse. And I said, a seatbelt purse? And it was worth like a couple,
it was like $200 or $300.
Yeah. Mm. And
nobody would have known that.
No, well, yeah. I think some of the girls, you know, a lot of people bring their phones with them and look everything up.
Things up.
The
yeah.
ones I really love is like, and this is usually the clients that hire me, and they'll say, oh, that's worth $200. I looked it up. I said, okay, are you going on solds and completeds?
Right.
Because they're asking $200 on eBay,
right.
but they sold it for $37.50.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you're thinking of selling, you need to really know that what actually sold for
sure.
is your value.
Right.
And everybody, because I'm also an appraiser, is that you have age, condition, manufacturer, original purchase price, but the number one, market demand.
Yeah.
And that's what drives the market. And then you get politics involved, because then you have to say, okay, is it a good year to sell? But the wonderful thing about vintage is it's a good place, whether it's the economy's great or the economy's not so great. If
yeah.
it's great, you get to buy stuff you want
right.
just because you want it. If it's not so great, it's a great place to buy things you need for a better price.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there really is a hot or not type thing at that for timing too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go in with an open mind. It's like when you go to buy, like at the Rusty Trunk, somebody had to buy it, but they have to make their money on it because they're paying space, booth
right.
space.
Right.
But if you're going to an estate sale, you get it for a little bit less, you know? Yeah. So that's great.
Sure.
But it's a hit or miss. You have to go to a lot of estate sales.
Yeah. To get that,
to get
really
that one
cool.
item.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the Rusty Trunk and find it there pretty most
every day.
You have the extra hand on it that way too. And again, you know what's going to sell and about yeah. what it's worth and all that.
And yeah.
And it's
we
clean.
Also do.
And it's clean.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing. If you walk into the Rusty Trunk, it's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Everything is clean.
Overload in my mind. It's like
organized.
Sensory overload. Yeah.
Overload for some
that.
People. Yeah. But then that's why I say break it down into
good
parts.
Way.
Yeah,
exactly
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Come knowing that you're going to go to four different booths and then come back tomorrow and do four different booths.
Right.
And all
pace
new
yourself.
Stuff will be there.
Yeah,
pace
yeah.
yourself. That's really good.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the other thing. That things change fast. So if you see
something, oh, yeah.
you have to go get it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that Costco mentality.
Costco mentality.
Yep.
You have a long list of things in front of you. Do you have anything that we haven't covered in the next 30 seconds?
No, I don't.
Second anniversary.
Oh my God, how can I forget? Okay, we have the second anniversary, and that's September 1st. And so September's really, really cool. But I'm going to get a little punch in for this. We have a really big surprise in Ponderay. And it might have to be that we're getting more space. So, but that will be the next time I come to visit, and I will tell you all about it.
Wow, that's what you call a teaser.
That's,
you
know, a teaser. Yeah.
So next time you magically show up on my board back there, I'll say, oh my gosh, this might be the time for it.
Yeah, we have something really fun planned for October too. So yeah, I need to come back.
Thank you guys. It's always fun seeing you. It truly is. That energy comes across so strongly. And again, if you're looking for anything, now is the time to start looking because winter's coming and you're tightening the ship out there and things are flying out the door.
Yep.
Well, again, thank you, ladies, for coming by. And thank you for listening today, too. We appreciate you. We will be back next week with another show. Not nearly as cool as this show, I must tell you.
I would have to.
It'll never be as cool as this.
Well, and take care and all the best. So have a good day.